Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 67 for Monday, September 21st. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning in thin trading following gains in the vegetable oil markets. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and U.S. soy oil were all stronger to start the day. There are ideas that last week's selling was overdone and canola could be primed for a bounce higher. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 higher, with the November contract checking in at $467.10 per ton. Trading is expected to be volatile today as traders wait for fresh news to move the market. However, favorable weather conditions across much of Western Canada is expected to aid harvesting efforts. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which was bearish for prices. Farmers are poised to begin selling larger volumes of canola soon. And so far, yields have been better than many expected, leading to ideas the crop could be bigger than initially thought. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 5 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.72 a bushel. Prices rebounded from significant losses on Friday. There is word that China will sign a purchase agreement for U.S. beans later this week, which was supportive. However, worries about waning global demand and large supplies of soybeans on the market limited the gains. Corn was a few cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.78 per bushel. Prices were under pressure from the advancing harvest in the U.S., with more favorable weather expected this week. More exports from Brazil and Ukraine were also hitting the market. On the positive side, China is showing indications it will reduce the corn subsidy for its farmers by as much as 10%. U.S. wheat was 5 cents higher on technical trading, with the December contract sitting at $4.93 per bushel. A rally in the U.S. dollar index and lukewarm interest in U.S. wheat initially sent prices lower, but then bargain hunters stepped in and drove the price higher. There is speculation competitors from the Black Sea and other places could begin dumping large supplies of wheat onto the market, which would drive prices even lower. Some livestock operators are also looking at using more corn in their feed supply at wheat's expense because the corn is much cheaper. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, September 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.